InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Wednesday, December 10th, 2025. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And there's the establishment talking point on Drudge. Trump sides with Russia in Ukraine war. Christmas deadline. Europe turns on USA betrayal. And we've had EU leaders literally last week, the deputy head of the EU, saying the US is really our enemy. Trump is our enemy. And the woman, I have the clip of the same clip, she's like, and by the way, nobody's ever attacked Russia in its history. They've attacked us hundreds of times. Just complete opposite of reality. So this is just preposterous. So we'll lay out the facts of that, but this is all coming to a head. And I told you, NATO will never negotiate. The EU will never negotiate. They say they have a 20-year plan to defeat Russia conventionally, and that's completely failed in 4 years. And Russia's just grinding along, chewing up the NATO material and humans. And NATO started it. And NATO and the EU are this giant tyranny that's openly trying to censor America and literally feeds off of our companies with all their fines and regulations. Remember, it was Germany attacked Russia in World War II. And then remember when they gave the Nazi the big salute and all that, the SS officer in Canada, the news was like, he did a great job. He fought the Russians in World War II. And you had the whole parliament cheering for like 3 minutes. I mean, they're not all that dumb. You know, most of them knew, oh, wait, we were on the side of Russia in World War II. That just shows the sheer lunacy of all of this. Absolute, total insanity. And by the way, they've done polls in Sweden and Denmark and the Netherlands and Germany and France. Upwards of 80% of people say they're going to flee the country if they try to do forced conscription, which they're starting. Just like in Ukraine, where they drive around and, you know, beat you up and throw you in the back of vans. So this has been going on almost 4 years. It's now come to a head. And Trump's got the Russians making major concessions and giving up a whole bunch of what they took. And Zelensky says, I'm not even reading this because I hear that they're going to keep Crimea. Well, they took that in 2014, buddy. On Obama's watch. And that's always been part of Russia until recently when Lenin gave it away. But again, I'm not siding with the Russians. I'm siding with sanity. And so is Trump. And all the top Pentagon analysts agree. You heard General Flynn on just yesterday. You want a Russian-China split. The last thing you ever want to do is drive Russia into China's arms, which the globalists have done, which is on purpose because behind the scenes, they want to weaken the West. It's not bad strategic behavior. It's not that they're ignorant. They know exactly what they're doing long term. And so it is a no-brainer what Trump's doing. Extremely realpolitik, extreme pragmatism, extreme reality. And he has slapped Russia around trying to get them to the point that they're at. But Zelensky's just a little monster. Oh, boy, I tell you. We'll be right back to give you the latest on that.
My My fellow InfoWarriors, you have until this Sunday, December 14th, 2025 at midnight to get 40% off site-wide. That means all the incredible supplements, methylene red, back in stock, bovine colostrum, ultramethylene blue, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, ultimate life force spike protein detox. It's all in stock right now, and it funds the tip of the spear. These are incredible products. Do your Christmas shopping at thealexjonesstore.com. Enrich your health, your vitality, your life. They make great gifts, and it gives the gift to all of us of keeping this operation on the air in the face of the globalists. And 40% off is a huge deal with the t-shirts, the ball caps, the hoodies, the sweaters, all the apparel, because there's only about 60% markup in the apparel, so that is one hell of a deal. Please do your Christmas shopping right now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason we stay on the air. Thank you for being the heart of this operation. Thank you for your support. You have till this Sunday, site-wide, 40% off.
On corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
December 10th, 2025. All right, the Ukraine war, that's a proxy war between the West and Russia, that's not even debated, has come to a big head. And Trump's done exactly what he said the whole time. He pressured both sides, got major concessions from the Russians. Zelensky said, I'm not even reading this peace plan because the EU and NATO run him and have said, don't do it. Starmer, MERS, Macron, the usual suspects. Well, guess what? Trump has said that he will cut almost all funding, if not completely, to NATO, and perhaps even get out of it, because it was set up at the end of World War II for European security and under the Marshall Plan. It was not set up to go to war offensively with Russia. But I mean, I remember reading documents on there 25, 26, 27 years ago and having experts on, like William F. Jasper from The New American, showing where they said we're going to turn NATO into the UN World Army. And that's exactly what this is. And you've got the economic ministers and the defense ministers, literally, I've shown you the articles, the clips, dozens of them saying, no, we've got a 20 to 30 year war with Russia. Yeah, we started this, and we're going to encircle them, and we're going to use Romania, too, to start a war. And we're going to force the Russians into a conventional conflict, and we're going to beat them. Well, guess what? It'll be 4 years in February. 4 years. Millions. Some numbers are up to 2 million dead. I mean, this is a gigantic war. They got 100,000 North Koreans battling. This is a world war, folks. And we've been sleptwalked right into this total insanity. And so you see the talking point, ABC News, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, CNN, Drudge Report. Trump sides with Russia all of the historic top strategic experts say what Trump is doing is exactly in the policy for the United States and for not having a world-ending thermal nuclear war on the threat, RAND Corporation, escalation ladder. This is known. And the EU and the globalists are beyond playing with fire. And even their own military advisors have told them, don't do this and don't start this war with Russia. And the politicos and the globalists up top feel so above the law and so removed from any type of scrutiny that they're not just waging war on the general public and cutting off our energy and culture warring us and shipping in military-age men by the tens of millions and letting them mass rape and kill. They're starting a war with the biggest nuclear power. Absolute madness. So Trump comes out 2 days ago and says, okay, Zelensky, you won't even look at the peace plan? You are a puppet of NATO and the EU, and you are a dictator, and Ukraine is not a democracy, and you need to have elections. And he's already said, well, if they send in the EU NATO security force, I have to have the military here, which is the red line Russia invaded over. Bring in NATO troop and I have election. And then the country's under martial law. He's banned all political opposition, including loyal opposition. Parties even agree with him. He's taken over all the media. They've closed most of the Orthodox churches. I mean, this guy is a flaming tyrant in his stupid little monkey suit. Couldn't fight his way out of a wet paper bag. Could suck a golf ball through a garden hose. Could suck the chrome off a trailer hitch. And he's the perfect little creature for them, isn't he? Like Macron and his freaky husband and all the rest of these freakazoids. I mean, if these were people that knew what they were doing, they wouldn't be doing this. But like Napoleon and Hitler, who compared to these people had, you know, light years more competency. Now look at the cocaine dribbling out of his nose. These are the type of people that'll get us all killed. This is what end of the world stuff looks like. So Trump has a deal, and the Russians already have wanted this since 91, to give us first dibs on all the rare earth minerals, on everything. That'll cut off China's Belt and Road, all of it, and will absolutely, this deal, guarantee U.S. supremacy for the next 50 years. And Trump's gotten all the other stands, all of them, to sign deals already on board. We are dominating globally with moves, but these moves take years to get the effect. You don't plant an apple tree, sapling, and get apples in a year. You get apples in 5 years, 10 years, depending on the variety. You don't plant a pecan tree and get pecans in a year. You get it in 20 years. With Trump, you get this stuff in a year or two. I mean, all the moves are guaranteed to be spectacular for everybody if you want to work. We're in the pole position, meaning in the lead, in a race car race. And we weren't supposed to be there. It was supposed to be the China century. We were sold out. But at the last minute, we got Trump in and we pulled it back. But we got to have this Russia deal. And that's why the globalists keep pushing it, is to keep China in the supremacy position. And so Donald Trump, the headline should be, sides with sanity. Donald Trump sides with world peace. Donald Trump sides with U.S. global domination. And the Russians have been wanting us to come in and do this because in all their actuaries, it's the most successful model for them as well. But as partners, real partners, for a fabulous new golden age. And then we can have rapprochement with China, contain them, not see them as an enemy, but contain them. That's the new national security directive Trump put out. And it's over. We can have global stabilization, cut energy prices in the Great Reset austerity plan. That's what Trump's announced. Flood the world with innovation and go to the stars. Instead of feudalism and the literal royalty of Europe that runs the unelected EU Commission, a freaking dictatorship of inbred snot-nosed trash like Ursula von der Leyen, who, I mean, I was reading the German news today and I couldn't even believe it was worse than I thought. They're arresting tens of thousands of people like the UK a year, where it was showing MERS, the hundreds of complaints the current chancellor filed himself when he was just a deputy leader. And it was, this engineer sent a letter saying, you are incompetent in your decisions on what you're doing in the construction industry, and you're shutting down our ability to operate as a country, which they are. They can't even power their factories now. They've cut all the energy off, basically. And he just said, you are incompetent. They arrested the guy, threw him in prison, and then he lost his job. And I was reading this article, I was just like, the insults are, because, you know, it's illegal to insult somebody in Germany, but they also say, oh, but we have free speech. We just decide what's free speech and what's not. And I was reading stuff that isn't even insulting. You got 30-something AFD people in the last few months that were all in the lead in regional elections, all dying. Oh, this person, they're just dead. We don't know. Oh, they're strangled to death, but whatever, the police investigated, the police probably did it. I mean, Germany is a hardcore tyranny. Canada is becoming a hardcore tyranny. The UK, Ireland. If a woman gets raped in Germany, Sweden, or the UK and says, I got raped by this North African invader and we need to ship these people out, they're scum, you get 3 years in prison. You want to see the cases? In Germany, a woman gets raped in an alley by an Afghan. He doesn't serve any jail time. She gets 3 years. You can't even make this up. UK woman arrested for calling her attacker a faggot in text message. Cops broke into her home as she bathed. They're not police, they're terrorists. You can't make it up. I went down a rabbit hole about 4 a.m. this morning. I went down a rabbit hole. And I just started, like, because I was following Elon Musk posts and stuff, and I was actually reading all this stuff, and it was just like, what? I mean, it's like, it's so over the top. But they're criminals. They must crush you. They're destroying you. They want submission out of you. And these same tyrants, it's the same in Australia, the same in Europe, the same in the UK, the same in Canada, and the same in the blue cities. Everything you see them doing in the UK and in Germany is exactly what they want to do to you. And they're gearing up the face scanning cameras and the social credit score control systems and the carbon taxes, and it's all going in all over the world, and then they're going to 100% bring back new pandemics and new lockdowns, and because that is their official model, to train you to be locked in your house and only leave when you're told you can by your smartphone. And even if you don't take the smartphone, they're putting up face scanning recognition everywhere and saying they're going to use it to turn us all into prisoners. They want the entire planet to be an open-air concentration camp. That's what 15-minute cities are. They're just the first hubs. This is an official plan. Everything I've warned you of isn't coming true. It's not that I magically knew all this. It is a plan, a blueprint, an architecture. And we're just living in successive incremental intensification of it. It's like having a roadmap in the old days, and you look at it, and you draw out where you're going to go, and you set out across the country, and you're there in 3 days. And we're on the road to hell, the highway to hell. We're on a highway to hell. Post-industrial world, 1992, Rio de Janeiro, global treaty, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. And you know what? Here we are 30 years, 35 years later, and they've done 99% of what they wanted to. And now the really bad stuff starts. Now we go into Agenda 2030. Woo! By 2047, they're going to reduce world population by 80%. That's official. But you read the globalist publications, Wall Street Journal, NBC News, I showed them again yesterday. It says there won't be any humans on Earth by 2047. That's the goal of Ray Kurzweil and Yuval Noah Harari and Professor Lovelock. And all, and you're like, oh, those are just crazy people. You hell, yeah, they are evil and crazy. But let me tell you, they're the globalist, transhumanist, death cult, mad scientist rulers who are building this sucker. So people say, man, this guy gets animated. He gets upset. I go read the stuff they wrote in the 60s. They said they'd have done by the 80s. They did it. I read the stuff they did in the 80s. They said they'd have done by the mid-2000s. They did it. I mean, what more do you need to see? We are on an express elevator to hell. These totalitarians are professionally wicked. They are fully committed to maximum destruction of humanity, to maximum pain, to maximum wickedness, to maximum humiliation for the public. Everything they do is to destroy society. Everything they do is to sow discontent. Everything they do is to undermine the family. Everything they do is to attack beauty and decency and honor. Because they're turned over to a spirit that wants to kill, steal, and destroy. They are of their father, the old serpent, the devil. It's real. It's interdimensional. It wants you dead. It's not going to reason with you. It's not going to play. No, it wants you dead. You don't reason with it. It has a mission, and it's got its slaves and compartmentalized idiots and fools and people who think they're part of the power structure that go along with it. But at the end of the day, it is an alien, ancient intelligence that is against God, the Creator. Everything God designs continues on and is beautiful and is amazing, and you see the perfection in the overall system. Everything they build is an aberration and is designed to vandalize God's orchestra. But within two statements that Elon Musk recently made, you find the keys to the answer of why God did this. Because without pressure, and without an opposing force against good, good does not rise to the true levels of its ability without the testing. So I'll play that coming up next segment. Victor Boot, the famous Russian paramilitary leader, and he's a regional government leader now, elected official, and of course, former famous political prisoner, we already had him set up last week. It's perfect timing him coming on today with this whole Ukraine thing coming to a head. He'll be joining us in the second hour. And I'm going to open the phones up. We'll probably just take 6 or 7 calls with questions for Victor Boot next hour. So right before he comes on, I'll get the number out for your questions for Victor Boot. And nobody else can get him on the shows. You really haven't seen much on Russian TV, but he comes on my show. And I appreciate that. He's a very smart guy, very interesting. And he's as eloquent as I am on air in English. That's very impressive. But he was in prison for 10 years, and by the grace of God, began very early on listening to my show in prison on AM radio. So that's how precious those stations have been over the years. So that's going to be very, very informative coming up. There's a lot of other obvious news here. It's more than just red meat to attack Ilhan Omar and the Somalis. As a rule, they are extremely arrogant. As a rule, they are extremely corrupt. And it is healthy that people are waking up to this. And it's healthy for a society to be able to point at certain societies and say, no, you're not superior to us. You tell us you're superior all day because you've got a chip on your shoulder because you know you're not. And I love how the public's all finding out about this now. What we're told is a Somali is one little ruling inbred clan that's been running piracy and slavery for over 1,000 years in one area, one port system of Somalia. That's why there's a whole bunch of little countries there. It isn't even a country. It's a warlord zone. And that's why they're always saying, I am for my tribe. I am for the Somalis. And they say the name of the tribe. And I don't care about America. And I'm not here to help America. I'm here for Somalia. And then they send the money back for terrorists and all the rest of it. Because that's the culture. But the Somalis you see, when they got real ones, the particular subgroup, the ruler in class, that you see in the movies by Captain Phillips, that look so scary looking and they look all crazy, that's that ruling tribe that's in and out of power over the last 1,000 years. And again, that's why they say, we're royalty, we're God, we're better than you, ha ha ha, because they just wear the arrogance like it's a crown. And Trump's like, no, screw you. 80+% of your own welfare. I mean, the highest level of fraud ever seen. They're scamming in Vermont. They're scamming in Maine. They're scamming in Texas. They're scamming in Washington State. They're scamming in Minnesota's their main headquarters. And I mean, this is damn evil people. I mean, you start breeding pirate murderer slavers for 1,000 years, and everybody starts inbreeding from people that were particularly nasty and that see all their neighbors as subhuman scum. And that's why black Americans, you know, with roots that are Americans, have forever don't like Somalis, because, you know, and you see them talking about online, they're like, they'll walk up, you know, hey, how you doing today? I'm not talking to you. I'm not a black person. I'm an Arab. It's a caste system. And now, though, the Somalis are like, oh, we're black. Oh, black community, stand up for us. Help us. Blah, blah, blah. And it's just all over the internet. Black people are like, no, sir. You think we're stupid? Basically, they're brown KKK. And I'm not saying most of Somalis don't even look or act like that. They don't look like space aliens. What you're told is a Somali is a special elite clan. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Got huge news on the other side. So much to cover.
It's hard to believe Christmas 2025 is almost here. And our 12 days of Christmas sale is going to end this Sunday at midnight. Site-wide on all the amazing supplements, the huge, giant, biggest selection of Patriot apparel, and more is 40% off. And that is a huge deal with apparel, because on average, it's marked up 55-60%. So you're getting this stuff almost at cost. A gigantic selection. It's an adventure to wear these shirts out in public. You've got the 1776 Classic Americana line, all the Trump gear, the InfoWars gear, a lot of, you know, comedy fun stuff, a lot of really, really cool hoodies, hats, shirts, you name it. It is an adventure. If you haven't experienced it yet, wear this stuff out in public. Now, you'll get a lot of love, but leftist areas, need to watch your back. I'm not trying to kill you. But the point is, it is an adventure to wear your Patriot uniform, your colors out in public. But the big thing that you want to take advantage of is 40% off on all the supplements. And a lot of these have been sold out, like Ultra Methylene Red. Super popular, proprietary, original formula, incredible. Goes great with Methylene Blue. Limited supply, back in stock. Bovine colostrum, limited supply, back in stock. We just got stocked up on a whole bunch of other great items that have sold out as well. So take advantage of these deals right now at thealexshowstore.com and be the reason we stay on the air. They're close to shutting down InfoWars. We're still fighting on, but we have the Alex Jones Network, backup systems, and more. So when you go to thealexshowstore.com, I don't own that. Our sponsor does, Bigly, that owns the Alex Jones Network, and that will ensure that myself, the other host, and the crew stay on the air going into 2026 and beyond, when our voice and our analysis and our guests and our research is absolutely more critical than ever. Not just the general public, but people in government, not just here in America, but around the world. And major corporations are really listening to us. We're having a major effect. So thank you for being the reason we've been on the air. You are the InfoWar. And the InfoWar continues on as we the people fight. But we can't do it without your support. So do your Christmas shopping at thealexshowstore.com and get great products that enrich your life and your health, and keep the tip of the spear on the air. It's a 360 win. It's a no-brainer. Thanks for your past support. Please take action now at thealexshowstore.com. And I thank you for your support.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
How is Alex doing?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like... Yeah, he's ready for the next
big... My friend
big.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for fucking hours. He's lost... I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger.
I saw Alex Jones, and he looks really good, doesn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah. He's losing all weight.
Taking back my health.
You're so good.
That's the only impression I could do.
Yeah, Alex looks good, man.
Him and Joey
lost some weight. He looks good.
Dude, he looks great.
Yeah.
Ho, 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 ho! Merry Christmas!
We are live, still on air. Despite all the admissions of the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ, hundreds of millions of dollars spent trying to shut us down. But despite that, because you, the activist audience in the arena, stood with us with your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, we have not only persevered, we have not only overcome, but we have dominated.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com today.
The spirit of victory lives in InfoWars. And InfoWars is more than a URL. It is more than this building. It is the people of America and the world becoming awake and standing up and rising and demanding liberty and freedom in the animating contest in the war against the tyrants.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The last beacon of truth in a world of deception, it's Alex Jones.
So much important news to hit here ahead of our guest joining us, and then a lot more coming up after that. But let me just give you a brief update on InfoWars, and it would take hours to get into all of it, but here's the bottom line. It's been a long fight with the Democrats, the FBI, the CIA. It's come out, been declassified. We've got countersuits against them. It's in the state court. They have a receiver. They said they're going to do an auction. Now they want to do it in mid-January, probably. I had to, like, with the federal one, be rigged. I'm not accusing them of that yet. I'm just saying I don't have any confidence in it. But we got a lot of other actions we're getting ready to take. I'll just leave it at that. You'll see that soon. And they're embarrassed. They've been caught red-handed in a whole bunch of really bad stuff. I mean, serious conspiracy against our rights, caught red-handed. I mean, we have it. And so I know this has been a big, huge, long, drawn-out fight. The crew has just been admirable, you know, putting up with all this, some of the listeners and viewers. But real simple, do not have the money we need to continue this fight and continue here with this broadcast and have the backup network that's being expanded and prepared and our incredibly important work without your support. Now, it hovers right in the black and red, and it drives me crazy. And I don't want to spend my time and energy running around raising money. To get sponsors, I can get tons of sponsors, but I've got to vet them, deal with it. I only bring you the best stuff. That's why we don't have a bunch of sponsors. Anything I'm promoting, you can bet your boots, is a smart move. I mean, I told you 14 years ago, get out of gold and silver. At the top, I was right. I said it was speculative then. We knew the reasons. 2 years ago, I said, now is the time to get into silver and gold with all the market facts and the industrial uses and inflation globally that is not going to be gotten under control. Trump's plan is expansion with slowed inflation, but still there. Global's plan is austerity with inflation, stagflation, slavery. I told you, get into silver. It's above 60. Gold's exploded. It's just going to continue. A month ago, when it corrected, I saw people online. Oh, look, Jones said getting silver and gold. Oh, look, it went down. It's going to go down now. The market fundamentals are unstoppable. Silver and gold, in the main, over time, is only going up. Because it's not really going up. Everything else is going down. So we have the best gold and silver sponsor, Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, KEPM.com/gold. And people look at the price and they go, wow, I better not get into it now. It's too much. And that's what you said when it would hit 40 and then 50 and then 55. Come on, people. It's the best ratings. They sell it to you at wholesale. You know what wholesale price is every day. It's completely transparent. I have no idea why people go to other gold companies that are ripping the living snot out of you and giving it a bad name. But again, anything good is going to have scammers in front of it, like a water hole in the savannah in the summer when the water holes get smaller and smaller and all the gazelles and zebras and everything have got to go get water. What's hanging around that? The lions and the crocodiles and the hyenas. This is the water. KEPM.com/gold 720-605-3900. That's the water. I'm directing you to the water. You don't have to trust me. You've seen. I want to be right. That's my North Star. That's all I do. That's why I could have huge ratings if I wanted to with all the infighting and drama queening and all the patriot garbage that's being pushed by the establishment to splinter us into 1,000 pieces. I will not do it. So it goes for everything else. MyPillow is a great sponsor. MyPillow.com/Alex if you want to get support. Free shipping there and more. It's great sheets and great pillows and great slippers and great products at insanely low prices. Anything and then Lindell takes any profit and wages war against the New World Order. That's a 360 sexy win. Same philosophy as mine. It's simple. Do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com/Alex. Prepare yourselves and protect your family and get silver now. Yeah, gold's great too, but no, it's the silver is the thing that's going to perform the most. The most. It's the best investment there's been in the last 2 years. And I told you it would be. And I was right again. You want me to spend 10 hours explaining to you why? I know a lot of you are really smart. You know why. Get into it now. Let me get back to the news here in a moment. But first, the main place of support is thealexjonesstore.com. We have creatine gummies in two amazing flavors where one gummy is 5 milligrams of the highest quality type of creatine. Great for children, great for adults, really good for old people. And everybody knows about creatine being good for your muscles. Well, yeah, like your heart, it's the muscle. But in the really where it doesn't get credit, where it's due, is the brain and every other damn thing in your body. We have the best gummies and the powder. Go get it. What it does for cognitive function, what it does in studies for dementia and Alzheimer's, look it up. Well, you don't need to have dementia or Alzheimer's to get benefits from something. Every old person listening should be on this. And if you don't get it from me, fine. Go out and get it elsewhere. And what is the type you need? Hands down the best, creatine monohydrate. And ours is super concentrated. One gummy, your entire daily allowance. If you want the big effects, doctors and Grok and all of it say the same thing. You front load for a week with four gummies or 20 milligrams. And then after that, one gummy a day. Though they taste so good, you're going to have trouble. You know, keep away from your kids, folks. Kids will eat a whole thing of these, and that wouldn't be good for you. Give me diarrhea. It's the side effect. But the point is, I mean, they're so good that I got to literally hide them from my 8-year-old. Literally. She begs for them. So it's a no-brainer. It's great for you. It's highest quality, and it funds this operation. Go there now. And other amazing new products like Ultra DNA Revival. I'm not going to spend an hour on what's in there. Just go look it up for yourself. What does Grok say? Creatine benefits from Grok. Again, this would take an hour to go over, but I'm just going to read a few here for you. Yeah, everybody knows improves high-intensity exercise performance, increases glycogen held in the cells. It's good for, you know, diabetes and stuff. Increases muscle mass, enhances recovery. That's what it's known for, but improvements in cognitive performance under sleep deprivation and mental fatigue. Yeah, Special Forces takes it. Brain cognitive increase. Goes on and on. Is used to treat brain injury, Parkinson's, depression, Alzheimer's, you name it. Boy, it might be. And what did Grok say about it? What will a sports nutritionist tell you? Bottom line, creatine is one of the few supplements that consistently lives up to the hype for strength, power, muscle growth, brain function. Everything we sell are the supplements that are the king daddies. Iris CMOS doesn't have a sexy name. Ours is super concentrated, the equivalent of 40 milligrams per serving. 40 exact equation. It's like a giant bowl of Iris CMOS. It's the equivalent of each pill. It's just like our turmeric, 95% curcuminoid. Leading brands are 4%, and it works great for inflammation, anti-cancer, all that stuff. So these are all insanely powerful products. The Shilajit, the methylene blue, methylene red was sold out. It's back in stock, limited supply. Store-wide, 40% off until Sunday. That includes the apparel. Please do your Christmas shopping with us and be the reason we'll be able to stay on the air. We need your support. It is a no-brainer. In my view, you are crazy. Those of you that have sat on the fence for years and never gone and gotten these products. And I will assure you, all of our supplements work and are from the top labs with the highest certifications. Just like I told you, get silver and gold now. Why do you think, again, for 14 years, I didn't do it? Because I will not be associated with promoting loser crap. I want to be associated with truth and victory. I will not be associated with anything that holds humanity back. And these people who think it's cool to screw other people around don't understand how the universe works. When God looks at me, I want God to say, that's somebody after my own heart. And that doesn't mean I'm some perfect angel cake. In my actions, I am, but I have a very evil brain, but I don't act on it. I'm fallen. I'm tempted, and I have two channels going on in my brain. The Holy Ghost channel and the Satan channel. And all of you do too. And boy, I know how to tune into Jesus. I got a soul tuned up with big old antennas. That's what we are. It's our DNA, our cells. We're receivers and transmitters. And that's what it is to be free. That's what it is to be a human. That's what it is to be made in the image of God and have free will. So right now, I can tune on over to the Satan channel. And I can run circles around the most evil people on the planet. Because I got access to the devil's blueprint. But instead, I use the blueprint against the devil. But even looking at the blueprint, you stare at the abyss, you become the abyss. You fight monsters long enough, you become it. That's why the only thing that sustains me, and the only reason I can do this, is because God, millisecond to millisecond, is building me up and blocking the enemy's attacks. And I pray for all you to pray for me in the name of Jesus, because I need the prayer. The temptation is just over the top intense. It just gets more and more intense, more and more out of control, more and more seductive. It's just, oh my God, I just, you know. But I only tell you that because I know you're going through that as well. Evil's making its move right now. So you just got to rely 100% on Christ. And humble yourself. I want to get into what Elon Musk said, too. That all ties into this, but let me get to what I said I'd do. Just finish up with the Russia thing. We'll do that next hour. More detail. This is a big deal, folks. This is leading to total world war. This is like the whole globalist takeover totalitarian plan is based on this war and viruses they're going to release and other things. But this is key to stopping. This is good, literally battling to shut down evil. And so Zelensky is going to, under pressure, have a fake election under martial law, obviously. If he had his way, he'll be there when he's 90 years old. We won't live that long from all the drugs he takes. And Europe's committed to total war. And Trump has put his feet to the fire because he won't even agree to anything. He won't back off one inch, even though NATO's lost the war and the Russians could take the whole country right now if they wanted to. They don't want the whole country. They don't want to give NATO an escalation excuse to bring us completely into it. So the globalists are trying to drag us into total war. And Trump's saying no, and that is absolutely admirable. And that alone is a reason to support Trump overall. And then the RFK Jr. stuff they're doing, spectacular, fabulous. Tulsi Gabbard, spectacular, fabulous. The Border Patrol, ICE, spectacular, fabulous. Heroic, dangerous. But that culture at the DOJ and the FBI, so pathetic and bad. So openly wicked. So openly transparent. Very sad, because we need them to be good. We need to be able to believe in them. We need that. My goal is not to undermine anybody that's doing a decent job in government, because I'll take a decent job over an evil job. But we can't even get that. That's okay. We've turned the tide. We've moved the needle a lot. The Great Awakening's accelerating. Now look at how much good we've gotten done compared to what we used to be able to get done. And it's night and day. So thank you, God, for that. We can't get too pessimistic. And I tell myself that all the time. Because there's just not enough people in the system that were already primed in the government that got in there because they had the right stuff. And it's a process. And most of it's just because people are lazy and cowards. And they're risk averse. And they don't want to be in conflict. Well, you shouldn't be in the job you're in then. If you want to be a little Hollywood movie star guy and fly around on your FBI jet and, you know, do all of that stuff, just go try to get a career in Hollywood then. We want action. We want serious men and women, not games. If you looked around, the world's a dangerous place. It's getting more dangerous because there's too many candy asses. Too many people that don't understand freedom isn't free. You got to be committed to things in life. You got to be engaged, or evil will come in and take over because it is engaged. It's not heroic to fight tyranny. It's not heroic to be engaged. It's not heroic to expose corruption. It's what you've got to do. to have a civilization. It's always been that way. There's so many decent people that don't steal, don't rob. They go to church. They're nice. They go play golf. They polish their Porsche. Their kids get good grades. They, you know, all that. But they isolate themselves while all the evil runs rampant around us. And at the end of the day, are worse than the evil people. Because you sit there on your hands and don't want to commit any energy to fight tyranny because you think you're giving up your energy by exerting yourself. No, you're building up your will and your strength and you're making the world better. It's exercise. You have to be politically, culturally, spiritually engaged. And this is a marathon, not a sprint. And as soon as you just decide to put your head down, you'll hit your second and third wind, and you'll get stronger as the enemy gets weaker. But you've got to commit. Because if you're not committed to good, and if you're not committed to building civilization, innovation, if you're not committed to humanity and the love of humanity, well, then you're committed by default to Satan. There isn't a choice. So Trump's always been where he was 6-7 months ago confronting Zelensky. He's just tried to be nice to him to get him to the table, but it's all been for naught. He's lied continually. He's a puppet. So we're back to where we were, and now Trump's going to put the screws to him. And if this doesn't work, we're going to leave NATO, and they're a paper tiger. Here's Trump and Vance giving Zelensky a spanking. You can't watch this too many times.
You're gambling with World War III. And what you're doing is very disrespectful to the country, this country.
I'm with all respect to you.
Far more than a lot of people said they should have.
Have you said thank you once?
A lot of times.
No, in this entire meeting, you said thank you.
Even today.
You went to Pennsylvania and campaigned for the opposition in October. Offer some words of appreciation for the United States of America and the president who's trying to save your country.
Please, you think that... If you will speak very loudly about the war, you
He's
can...
He's not speaking loudly. He's not speaking loudly. Your country is in big trouble.
Can I answer?
Wait a minute. No, no. You've done a lot of talking. Your country is in big trouble.
I know.
You're not winning.
I know.
You're not winning this.
I.
You have a damn good chance of coming out okay because of us.
Mr. President, we are staying in our country, staying strong from the very beginning of the war. We've been alone, and we are thankful. I said thanks
in
this cabinet, and not only in this cabinet.
We gave you, through this stupid president, $350 billion.
You voted for your president.
We gave you military equipment, and your men are brave, but they had to use our military.
What about Westgate?
If you didn't have our military equipment, if you didn't have our military equipment, this war would have been over in 2 weeks.
In three days. I heard it from Putin. In 3 days. This is something
maybe
new.
Less.
In 2 weeks. Of course, yes.
It's going to be a very hard thing to do business like this,
again,
I tell you.
You say thank you.
I said a lot of times thank you to American people.
Except that there are disagreements, and let's go litigate those disagreements rather than trying to fight it out in the American media when you're wrong. We know that you're wrong.
But you see, I think it's good for the American people to see what's going on out here. I think it's very important. That's why I kept this going so long. You have to be thankful. You don't have the cards. You're buried there. Your people are dying.
I can tell you
you're running low on soldiers.
Don't,
listen,
don't, please,
you're running
Mr.
low
President.
On soldiers. It would be a damn good
Mr.
thing. And
then you
tell us, I don't want a ceasefire. I don't want a ceasefire. I want to go, and I want this. Look. If you could get a ceasefire right now, I tell you, you take it so the bullets stop flying and your men stop getting killed.
Of course, we want to stop the war.
But you're saying you don't want a ceasefire.
But I said to you,
I want a ceasefire.
With guarantees.
Because you'll get a ceasefire faster than an agreement.
Ask our people about ceasefire. What they think?
That wasn't
it doesn't
with
matter
me.
For you what
That wasn't
what
with me.
It
that was with a guy named Biden who was not a smart person. That was with Obama.
President. It was your president.
Excuse me. That was with Obama who gave you sheets and I gave you javelins.
Yes.
I gave you the javelins to take out all those tanks. Obama gave you sheets. In fact, the statement is Obama gave sheets and Trump gave javelins. You got to be more thankful because let me tell you, you don't have the cards. With us, you have the cards. But without us, you don't have any cards.
Yeah, Trump gave him tens of thousands of anti-tank weapons. and more as a deterrent to the Russians. And that's what obliterated the Russians when they came in. So Zelensky says if they bring in NATO troops, he'll have an election, which will be staged under martial law. So no, Trump's not siding with Putin. He's siding with reality. And Trump's pushing him hard to accept the peace deal, pointing out that Ukraine is losing. Zelensky has until Christmas to accept Russia peace deal, or Trump is going to pull, he's already pulled most of the funding, and he's going to start pulling funding out of NATO. So this is all coming to a head. Trump's team sees Europe's erasure. Europeans see a hostile U.S. Europeans. Ursula von der Leyen is a dictator of an unelected EU dictatorship. The woman is literally a joke and a tyrant. Macron warned U.S. could betray Ukraine in leaked leaders' call, Der Spiegel reports. Oh, betray Ukraine. Oh, yes, betray it after the West went in there and got him to start the whole war. Unbelievable. All right, we're going to go to break. I'm going to give out the toll-free number. We're just going to get 6-7 callers on for your questions or comments to Victor Boot. Nobody gets, he doesn't really even do interviews, but he comes on here. So, talk about an informed Russian, very famous, obviously, and a regional elected leader and former political prisoner. So that's coming up. The toll-free number to join us, we'll turn the phone system on, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And if you disagree with Victor Boot or me, you're welcome. If you're a Ukrainian that's pro all of this, or you're a Russian that's you know, against the war and wants to stop it, or you're an American, but if you call in from Poland, or you call in from wherever, we will go to you first if you're calling from the war zone. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. All right, we're going to go to break. We're going to start the second hour. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's. When you tell folks about the local station you're listening to, or even if you're listening on a station, tell your family that doesn't live in the town about Infowars.com/show or Real Alex Jones on X or on Rumble. Share the live feed of this show on Facebook, on YouTube, on your email list, on your text messages. That's incredibly powerful when you do that. When you share it, tell people you share it to, they're to share it. That creates the chain reaction. Hour number two, straight ahead. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. Now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rating. 5 milligrams of this a day. Most people think creatine is just about better muscle, healthier, more stamina. It's been proven, it's been documented. I'll show you what Grok had to say about it here in just a moment. But the first thing you need to understand is that it's not just making your muscles better or your body be able to do more exercise. It's doing all these incredible things for your brain and everything else. And that's really more and more what scientists are saying people should focus on with creatine. And just since I've been taking creatine for the last few months, it has had dramatic effects on my clarity, my focus, my energy, especially when used with ultramethylene blue. Again, everybody knows about muscle and performance, or most people do, but what are the other benefits? Grok says secondary emerging benefits, improves anaerobic capacity and power output, may increase glycogen storage in muscles when combined with carbs. Potential brain benefits, improves cognitive performance under sleep deprivation or mental fatigue. Possible neuroprotective effects being studied in traumatic brain injury, Parkinson's, depression, etc. May benefit vegetarians and others who have a lower level of creatine in their diet. Who benefits the most? Older adults, strength and power, people with low dietary creatine. It goes on and on. Bottom line, if you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.